It's a great question, how much should we be giving, but it's not one that's easy to answer. It's not even easy to answer if you're a follower of Christ, because there's lots of latitude that's given. The Apostle Paul, writing in 1 Timothy 6, says that those who are rich in this world, and that includes virtually everyone who lives in the United States of America, because even a moderate level of income by the world standards is in the 97th or 98th percentile. But he says, command those who are rich to be rich in good deeds and willing to share, because in this way they lay up treasures for themselves in heaven, paralleling what Jesus said in Matthew 6. So certainly the people of wealth are called upon to give an even higher level because God has entrusted so much to them. And in that same passage earlier in 1 Timothy 6, he says this, we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. And then he says, people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Notice it doesn't say money is the root of all kinds of evil, but the love of money. That's two different things. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and have pierced themselves with many griefs. And you know, secular researchers have absolutely confirmed this. This is not only the Bible that says this. There is no happiness that comes in the accumulation of wealth. People who accumulate more and more wealth, often at some point they cross a line. Then the more you have, the more you have to worry about. The more you have to distract you from things that are more important. The more you own, the more you get owned by what you own. And instead of staying home and being with your wife and your kids and your grandkids, and all of a sudden you are somewhere else. Why? Because you own something and now you're worried about it. There really is a freedom in having less than we could have and then giving that away to help people who don't have enough. It's not just that it's good for them. It's also ultimately freeing for us.